We're just 2 days away from what, for many people, is the biggest day of the year. This year's All-Ireland Hurling Final will feature Cork and Clare, a pairing that probably wouldn't have been predicted at the start of the year. We're going to talk in a moment to two men who'll be working in Croke Park on Sunday. First, though, let's give a listen to a quick excerpt of both in full flight during the semi-finals.
It is a very, very dangerous free for Richie Reid. This is the moment. If Clare get their hands on the ball, they'll be in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. You can take my bet. He's going to lob this one. Dangerous. In it goes. Again, Wayne Hill comes out. And the referee. And Clare. And
yeah!
Clare are in the All-Ireland Hurling Final of 2024. What an incredible, incredible second half performance.
He's trying to come out. He gives it back to Patrick Collins. The referee looks at the watch. He gives it to Shane Kingston. Kingston has it. We're in stoppage time. Cork lead by two. It's over. Cork are in the All-Ireland Final. Cork are in the All-Ireland Final. It is all for Limerick. At last, the champions have been beaten. The rain in green is ended, and the rebel rising is complete. The drive for five is over, and Cork are alive. And All-Ireland Final Day is going to become reality.
Well, we heard there from John Cashman, who's the match commentator for Cork C103, and from Cill O'Connor, who's the commentator with Clare FM. I think that was his co-commentator, Tommy Guilfoyle, getting completely carried away in the background. I'm delighted to say that both men, both John Cashman and Cill O'Connor, are joining us on the line. John, will we start with you? How much does Sunday mean to you?
It means so much, Rachel. It's a magical week counting down to an All-Ireland final. Obviously, it'll be more magical if Cork can get the right result. And we've been waiting for a while, I suppose, for this one, for a county, Rachel, that's brought up on success. And winning All-Ireland titles really is the currency of success for Cork Hurling. It's been 19 long years since the Lee McCarthy Cup came to Leaside. So there's huge anticipation. And for me and for everybody else and right across the city and county, we just can't wait for Sunday. But we're very, very much aware of the huge challenge that's going to meet us against a really, really good Clare team who have obviously got the better of Cork in recent championship action and actually have beaten them for the last five times they've played in championship action. So we're under no illusions about the challenge ahead.
Cill, I saw a quote from the former Cork player Shawnee McGrath, I think it's in today's Examiner, saying that All-Ireland finals should be about counties going bananas. Is that what it's like in Clare at the moment?
Well, he must be picking up on that, Rachel, because certainly in the county of Clare, it's absolutely bananas. And, you know, when you think back of the day of an All-Ireland final or even qualifying for an All-Ireland, I think it's one of the very, very few things that would actually ignite a county and then unite it in its ambition to, you know, to bring back the Lee McCarthy Cup. Or, you know, next week it will be the Sam Maguire. It's a unique occasion, and I suppose, you know, it is so difficult to get there, no matter who you are. I know there's exceptions along the line with the great Kilkenny sides, the great Limerick sides, but in general, it is very, very difficult to get back there at even any step and any game throughout the year, and then your opportunity is gone. So when it arrives, like it has for Clare and for Cork at the moment, it just brings on a whole level of excitement, which we've seen throughout the last 2 weeks, in particularly this week, with some great functions on around the county. And you know what? There's a lot of it is banter more than what's going to happen on Sunday.
Can we talk about all of that, John? Because is there a sense that this is more special this weekend? Because it's been a few years since either team was in a final.
Yeah, without doubt, Rachel, I suppose Cork are looking for the first title, as I said, in 19 years. They won the 21 final, but that was the second COVID final. It was a half full Croke Park, and obviously in 2013 they lost the replay to Clare. But there's something special about this, and I think the Cork story this year was almost a romantic one in many ways, because they lost their two first games to Waterford and ironically to Clare at Super Value Parky Creeve. I think they were 50-1 to win the All-Ireland at that stage. But then something happened on a Saturday night at the same venue by the banks of the Lee when Cork defeated Limerick. and it was just an epic night. A night, I think, that there was a new love affair formed between the Cork fans and this Cork team, and it has taken flight from there. And so many of their games have been high scoring. There's been so much action involved. There's been so much late drama at the end of games as well. That has heightened all the excitement. And what it has done, Rachel, it has brought a new generation of Cork fans that have never, ever experienced something like this before. They're all part of it now, and they all want to be part of it on Sunday. The county is just absolutely ready to explode if Cork win, but obviously, as I said, it's going to be a big, big challenge. But there's red and white everywhere. It's wonderful for clubs right across the city in Cork. Yeah, fantastic week.
Yeah, so to go back to yourself, I know there has been a lot of talk over the past few days about 2013 when there was a mammoth tussle and a replay. And I remember a neighbour of mine at that time, Sean O'Mara, who's originally from Kilkee, saying that if Clare won another 10 All-Irelands, it would never be as good as that night. What are your memories of 2013?
Well, it's very, very strange, because when we walked out of Croke Park on that Saturday evening, and I've little doubt you were one of the people walking out, the Lee McCarthy Cup had been secured with a very young team, and you said to yourself, you know, this we might hold on to this for a while. But it's the greatest story of all of how unpredictable it actually is. And my memories of 2013, probably, I suppose the one that stands out for me is that on the way up to the press box on the replay evening, I think it was 5 o'clock on that Saturday evening, it was amazing to think that in a replay, one or two people that I met on the way up, one or two journalists I met on the way up, and they were asking about who's this new lad that's going to start this evening. And I remember saying to them, this young lad played against Down in an All-Ireland minor quarter-final last year. And now he had arrived, nobody practically knew him, and credit to the management, and Fitzy was leaving it at the time. They introduced this young lad, who in 19 minutes absolutely set the All-Ireland alive. And it's something that'll be there forever. And it's amazing to think, 11 years later, that same person is one of the contenders for Player of the Year.
Yeah, and that's Shane O'Donnell we're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's a fairy tale story, no doubt. That's what happens in all Ireland. And wouldn't it be great? I hope John isn't listening. Wouldn't it be great if somebody else arrived on next Sunday?
I'm sure he's saying exactly the same thing to himself. Just very finally and very briefly to both of you. If things are going well on Sunday afternoon, how hard, John, is it going to be to keep a lid on your excitement?
Yeah, probably difficult enough when you're waiting that long, 25 years on from the Jubilee team. It's, 70 years on since Ringy won his 8th All-Ireland, 80 years on since Cork won the 4 in a row. There's so many links, 40 years since the centenary. I think it's going to be very, very special. And it's going to be difficult, but that is part of local radio. And obviously, we're all passionate fans behind the microphone. We try to be impartial to a certain degree, but yeah, it'll be very emotional, very, very exciting. And let's hope it's going to be a cracking game. And I'm sure it is, Rachel. It's going to be a fantastic
match. All right, Sil, will you be able to keep the excitement under control?
I've bad news for you, Rachel. The excitement has already started.
I don't know whether that's good news or bad news.
It will be on Sunday. We have no idea, but looking forward to it.
Oh, listen, thank you both very much for joining us this afternoon. Sil O'Connor there, and also John Cashman. And of course, also the very best of luck to our own Porrick Lodge, who'll be doing the commentary here on RTE Radio 1.